Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Marketing sa umaga, music on the side naman ang peg ng ating kababayan. Isang youth leader mula Western Sydney, alamin natin ng live mula mismo kay Madeleine De Leon kung paano niya ginagamit ang kanyang musika para sa pagtataguyod sa mga kabataan at sa mental health. Good morning to you, Madeleine.
Hi there. Hi, Annalyn. How are you?
Yes, thank you for coming over live in our studio.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yes. Mamaya makakausap natin si Madeleine dahil ibabahagi niya ang kanyang mga musika, your own songs, kung saan ito ay ginagamit niya para ma-inspire ang ating mga kabataan, lalong-lalo na dito sa Sydney, at ganun din itaguyod ang mental health o yung kalusugan ng bawat isa sa atin. I know, Madeleine, you understand me ano, sa Tagalog, but mahirap ka lang makapagsalita.
Opo. I only know konti lang.
Konti lang, yes. So thank you for coming over. At syempre mamaya aalamin natin ang mga musika ni Madeleine. Pero Madeleine, tell us first about yourself. Paano ka ba nagsimula sa music?
Yes. Hi, I'm Madeleine De Leon. I'm a musician from Liverpool, although I moved recently to Richmond. I basically sing kind of like a combination of genres like indie rock, a bit of soul, some folk music and blues too. I do this as like a way to express myself and my own creativity. It was my goal to make my own music that kind of was able to like express myself during times when like things were the hardest. That's when I turned to music.
Mm. Kung meron kayong mga naririnig sa likuran natin, meron lang tayong konting sounds dahil nagre-ready tayo para sa live performance ni Madeleine, at mamaya mapapakinggan natin ang isa sa kanyang mga original songs. Pero sabi mo nga, Madeleine, you've been doing music since you can speak, ano?
Pretty much since I was like a kid, since I was like about 11 years old, I found out I could sing. I didn't think I could sing until I started picking up the guitar, and I found myself just like, you need to have to sing along with a guitar. That's the thing about it. So I started singing and realized I actually could, because I just didn't think I could before.
Yes. At syempre, ginagamit mo ito para sa pag-inspire sa mga kabataan. Pero bago natin pag-usapan yan, alam ko na nagtapos ka na ng pag-aaral mo and you finished marketing and journalism, isn't it?
Yes. So originally I did music. Mm. When I graduated high school, I decided I wanted to do that thing, and I did the degree, but I also wanted to do media on the side. I wanted to do both. And then I found myself kind of finding it not really being able to have the opportunity to produce my own music in the degree. It was really more theoretical based. So I left the degree and I went to media. And then I found myself roped back into music. I really had to do it again. And I think it's just going to be a part of my life forever.
Ito yung sinasabi nila na ano, something that is really in you, pag iniwan mo siya, it tries to pull you back, di ba?
Yeah.
Ganun lang nangyari sa'yo.
I went through something when I was 20 years old. I had like a skin condition called red skin syndrome. And it made me realize I needed music to comfort me, because it was making, I was feeling sick. I have eczema, and when I stopped my medication, it made my skin worse and it made me physically uncomfortable. So music was a great way to kind of give me an escape away from those feelings. So that's why I was pulled back into music.
It's like that comforting music that really pulls you back.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel so relaxed.
Pero sa ating mga Pilipino, marami sa atin talaga magaling kumanta. No?
Marami so, yung talented Filipinos.
Yung family mo ba or yung parents mo, inspiration sa music, o mahilig ba ang family sa pagkanta?
Definitely when it comes to karaoke. They're very good around the microphone that way. And then I've had my own like artistic inspirations like Marina and the Diamonds, Corinne Bailey Ray, Norah Jones, and many other kind of artists.
It's too. Quite, parang kung titignan ka, napakabata ng itsura mo. Pero yung mga inspiration mo, medyo may pagka-classic din at medyo oldies.
Opo, I love to go back to like the old classics favorite, like even like David Bowie or the Beatles, yeah. Or I like a lot of punk music too. I like the Sex Pistols and like the Ramones, a lot of like different kinds of genres too. Yes.
But with the songs that you've written, medyo very soft siya, no? Talagang very soothing siyang pakinggan. I've listened to your song Autumn Still.
Autumn Still, yes.
I was about to play that, but I couldn't find it. So tell us about Autumn Still.
Yes. Autumn Still is about how much I hate winter. It's so cold. It's so frustrating. You can't really go outside. But autumn's just a nice balance of hot and cold. I just wish it would always stay that way. So that's why I made that song Autumn Still. It's just basically about how much I love that season, particularly.
Yeah, especially now that winter, napakalamig na. Even before June, napakalamig na, diba? At ako ang favorite ko talaga, summer, or yung at least spring to summer.
Opo.
Pero sa'yo, ang paborito mo, autumn, dahil I think this is parang balance nga lang, sabi mo nga, no? At syempre, parang dala din nung panahon yung sa eczema mo and yung skin condition mo, diba?
Yeah, winter is the worst time for eczema, for sure. Actually, spring is my favorite season, even though I wrote that song. I don't know what happened, but I think it started from one lyric I wrote, which is autumn leaves, they fall to the ground, so many to catch, but they've all fallen down. It's kind of that idea of like, you've had all these opportunities. It's that idea of turning over a new leaf. You've had all those opportunities, but you kind of messed them up. Mm. And then that's where they become brown. So then it started from there, and then I made the song there.
Mm. When did you start writing your own songs?
I have to dial it back. I think I was 15 when I did it. There was like a songwriting project I had at high school. Basically, this artist came in. He's the lead singer from Thirsty Merc. It was for Apro Amcos. Basically, they let us write our own song and produce it. Our group couldn't really come up with anything. And that night, I wrote my own song. And then we produced it the next day. And then I fell in love with it ever since. It's just a great way to express something that I can't really put into words properly. It conveys emotions that I'm feeling that I hadn't tapped into before.
Mm. At bukod sa Autumn Still, meron ka pang ibang mga sariling compositions. Can you name some of them? And I know you also have Magic Drink. Medyo ano kaya to Magic Drink na to? Is it a potion that you've made or you created yourself?
Yes, I wrote a song called Magic Drink in dedication to my math teacher in high school. He always said, you can't taste I'm having a little bit of a blurry moment.
Yeah.
You can't ace the test with a magic drink. The song's not really about that. It's about how I kind of, alcohol is great and alcohol is a good thing, but I also think it can be kind of problematic in the sense that when you live your life, when you're going out, going to parties, you kind of do that to kind of, you're not really being conscious. You're not really living in that moment. So I think that song is just kind of about how sometimes it seems like a magic drink, but in actuality, there can be problems with that for sure. And yeah.
Lalo na kung sobra-sobra. At saka yung sabi mo na alcohol is good. I don't think it's really good, lalo na if it's not in moderation.
It's more good for the social effect. Mm. But in reality, like if you use it, if you're like doing it constantly, like any kind of thing, it can turn to an addiction and that can be a problem too. Yeah, so all in moderation, all about balance. Mm. Yeah.
At meron pang isa na parang tingin ko saktong-sakto ito para sa mga youth or yung young people na nakikinig sa atin. Beam.
Beam?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
B-E-B-E-A.
Oh, my song, Beam.
Yeah.
Yes. I wrote that, I think it was like COVID times. It was kind of like a comforting song about, because it was when I was going through my skin condition. Because I was kind of bedridden. I was having my own lockdown,
wow.
You know, before COVID even happened. I was
because
just
of
at
your
home.
Skin
I was homebound.
Condition.
Yeah, because I felt so uncomfortable. Like, I was kind of basically on fire. I had to cover myself in like sweaters and shirts. I just like going outside felt really cold. Like I'd be out, it'd be spring and I'd feel so freezing. I'd be freezing because the skin would peel off, that I wouldn't have that much, that barrier to protect me. Mm. So it was very hard to go outside and do all the things that young people could do. I was in my 20s when it started. So I couldn't go drinking. That's why I wrote that song. Yeah. I couldn't go like eating normal food. I couldn't eat gluten. I couldn't eat dairy. It was really restrictive. And I think Beam was a song just to kind of comfort me through that hard time and tell me like it's a little bit like it's going to be okay, basically.
It's going to be okay para sa ating lahat. At Mamaya, you will play for us your other original song, Ruin or Run.
Yes, Ruin.
Ruin.
It's about the idea of like running away from your own problems. When you run from things, you kind of ruin things, basically. And it's just kind of an idea of like, you need, it's a song to me to stop procrastinating, stop saying no to things, but just living my life and just doing things. Mm. Yeah, that's basically it.
Pero syempre, bago yan, narito muna ang ilang mga paalala at syempre, babalikan natin ang mga original songs ni Madeline at aalamin pa natin kung paano ito nakakatulong, hindi lamang sa kanya, kundi sa grupo ng mga kabataan na kasama niya din dito sa Western Sydney. At kayo patuloy nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kasama pa rin po ninyo Annalyn Violeta at syempre, kasama pa rin natin live sa ating programa si Madeline De Leon.
Hello there.
Yan. At kanina nga ay inyong napakinggan muna ang awitin ni Ilona Garcia, ang Win the Fight. So marami sa atin, may mga pinagdadaanan tayo at gaya rin ng ating kasama na si Madeline sa kanyang skin condition. At lalo na nung panahon ng lockdown, medyo sabi nga ay naging challenging sa kanya, dobleng challenge dahil nga meron siyang health condition pagdating sa kanyang skin at ganun din isolated tayo nung panahon ng pandemic at hayaan natin siyang magkwento. Madeline, so kanina we were talking about your skin condition.
Yes.
And how it really affected you, especially during the pandemic and the mm-hmm. quarantine.
Yes.
Period.
Days.
not even days, it's years.
Years, yeah. For sure. Well, when it happened to me, it was 2017, so it's been years, and it was before the lockdown. So the thing about this condition, it doesn't go overnight. It takes a long time to heal because you're kind of, it's like exacerbated eczema. It's kind of like the fire that's been kept in with you for years, because I've been using it since I was nine. So it'd been years, and so I was kind of, like in my own lockdown for a few years prior to the lockdown, and again I'm home again. So yeah, it was a difficult time for sure, and music definitely kept me some company during that.
Alive.
Yeah, kept me alive for sure.
And one of the songs that you've written yourself mm-hmm. is Ruin Run, and you've mentioned about this earlier. It's yes. about when you run from something. Mm-hmm. You try to ruin something as well, isn't it?
Yeah, at that. Like running away from opportunities or certain connections or, I don't know, just kind of being your best self. You know, we always have the chance to do great, but sometimes we just get scared and run away and then we just ruin things in the end. So yeah, that's the premise of that.
And are we going to be able to listen live to that
yes.
Ruin song of yours?
Yes, sure. Yay. We took some time to get the guitar sorted, but finally yeah. it's here.
Naayos lang it's ready. System. Yes. Yay. At narito si Madeline De Leon sa awitin na Ruin.
Okay. The song is called Ruin. Hope you like it.
May life aves lead away now. May I'm for another run. Into the cracks of the pavement where I've hid parts of my head. I save, just to keep things at bay. When you check me, you'll never go anywhere. And I've had too many curses just to pay. So I'm gonna reach the surface, let my heart speak. Cause you have to believe beauty in honesty.
Ayan, thank you so much, Madeline. And that's your song, Ruin.
Yes.
Ayan, at alam ko rin na aside from playing your own song, syempre sa bahay, ganun din, ano, at maraming mga places kung saan ikaw ay nagpe-perform din, you're being asked to perform as well. At kasama nga dyan, also during the lockdown, ano, you did performances na recorded from home for the Liverpool...
Yes, Liverpool's Liverpool City Council's yes. gigs. Yes, they did a session where they got a bunch of artists from like the Western Sydney area to be able to perform from their homes live to the audience on Facebook. Yeah, so I've done a lot of gigs for Liverpool City Council, Casula Powerhouse. We also run a few gigs, kind of like NPR Tiny Desk. But in Casula, we got a bunch of artists from Western Sydney to be able to perform their own original songs too as well. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Alam ko ang Casula talagang ano yan eh. Casula and Liverpool talagang tahanan ng mga local artists yan, di ba?
Yeah, that's where I'm from. And yeah, they always try to find like people from the area, kind of grassroots marketing to try to find people who can perform and stuff, give them opportunities.
Oh, at syempre bukod dyan sa mga recorded live performances na meron ka, in your local area sa Liverpool and Casula and in general sa Western Sydney, you're also part of the Bayanihan Sydney, which is, alam ko, napakaraming mga Filipino-Australian yes. young or youth na kasama dyan.
Yes, yes. It just started this year. I think they were planning it last year during the COVID, like the lockdown. And then they started this year in February. They did their launch, which I joined, which is good timing. I had just moved from Liverpool to Richmond, and I didn't really know anybody. And it was a great way to have a community, especially a Filipino community, because I didn't really have much of that growing up. So just it was great to get into my Filipino roots and learn more about my culture.
So far, ilan na kayong mga sabi nga Pinoy Aussies dyan?
How many are there?
I know your last event, napakadami ninyo.
It ranges from like 30, I think there was 50 at the launch, but yeah, it's around that range, yeah.
And ito nga, no, sinasabi mo na ito ay parang grupo to give space to Filipino-Australians, lalo na to meet up with fellow Filipinos din. And I know you've been, during meetups, you've been performing para sa grupo. Pero aside from that, I know na before naging leader ka din ng isang youth organization?
It's called CPAC Youth. It's at Casula Powerhouse. They had a youth group there. And we basically hosted a lot of events and a lot of creative opportunities for young people around the area in Southwest Sydney. Yeah, it was really good to be a part of another community like Bayanihan.
Bayanihan, is it just mostly meetups or you've also done other events na kasama yung mga miyembro ninyo?
Well, yes, it's monthly meetups. Basically, we come together. There's lots of Filipino food to eat. There's live music, other kind of performances from our fellow Filipinos in the community. And we just pretty much have discussions. They basically have a topic every month. And we sit around in, we split up in groups and we discuss our experiences as a Filipino in light of the topic.
In the recent or sa mga nakaraan, ano yung mga madalas mong marinig from your fellow youths na what? Madalas nilang challenge, especially dito sa Australia?
Coming from like the idea of that you've talked about with me about mental health and young people, especially Filipino young people. We've talked about like our experiences and how like growing up, it was very hard because our parents, if we said something like, I'm upset or I'm feeling any kind of like anger or some sort of mental health issue, our parents would kind of disregard that and they think, oh, you're being an artista or, you know, you're being dramatic when really, you know, it's just, it's important. Mental health is definitely important. And we're just learning that now.
At even sa culture natin, talagang, lalo na ito sa Pilipinas, hindi talaga natin madalas pinag-uusapan yung mental health. Parang kung galing ka sa Pilipinas and you try to migrate sa Australia, bagong dating ka, parang maninibago ka. Kasi dito sa Australia, you always talk about mental health. Pero sa atin sa Pilipinas, konting arte mo nga lang, di ba? Parang, bakit ganyan ang reaction mo? Parang ganun ang dating.
Yeah, for sure. I think my parents, when they tell me stories from like, you know, immigrating here and how it was for them, I don't think they were thinking about their mental health. They don't prioritize themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, they're thinking about their family. They're thinking about how we can get money and stuff, how we can grow when, you know, we come to this country for opportunity. They're thinking more about that, the goal, rather than themselves. I think that's kind of embedded in our culture.
Para sa'yo at sa mga nakakausap mo rin within your group, gaano ka-importante to speak with kagaya mo na same age, same level kayo ng, kumbaga pareho kayo ng nararanasan, meron kayong commonality in terms of ganito yung parents ko, ganito yung parents ko. Parang you have comparison din, di ba?
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely shared experiences. And I guess it's kind of like, it's kind of solace because it makes you feel less alone that way. Like, I'm not the only one thinking this way. I'm not the only one having these experiences. So it's great to share them for sure. And it's the great thing about Bayanihan.
And alam ko din na sa grupo ninyo, parang merong, kumbaga, merong sila yung tumatayo na parang guiding light ninyo as a group. So paano naman, gaano ka-importante na merong meron kayong gabay, merong guide na tumutulong sa inyo in terms of the experiences at yung mga topics o mga issues na napag-uusapan ninyo?
So a guide as in who's like who's doing the discussions and everything?
Yeah.
There's a group of people in like different mentors. There's about, I think, 6 mentors, and they're the people who, when you split into the groups, they're the people like leading the discussion. Yeah. There's Eski, Ian Eskandor. There's Laura Nola. She heads the Western, which is like a publication in Western Sydney. There's Liza Moscatelli. She's a really good photographer as well. Morera Tafunga. I'm just trying to think of all the names, but there's a lot of people who are involved with this for sure. There's a lot of collaboration with Filipino artists and creatives.
Aside from meetups, ano pa yung goal ng Bayanihan Sydney to eventually magawa ninyo?
The goal, I guess to create a big network of Filipinos from the area in Western Sydney to create projects, to network. And I was looking at a story from one of my favorite artists, Grant Perez. He was talking about an open mic night idea in the place where Bayanihan is at. It's called Open Source in Glendenning. To do an open mic for like Filipinos, which is kind of really cool. In my dreams, I'd like to see a boodle fight. That would be an awesome kind of event idea.
Ooh, parang lahat tayo gusto yan. Di ba parang walang event na dapat, walang event na hindi ginagawa ang boodle fight. Pero minsan, medyo matrabaho siya. At syempre, you have to assign someone to really cook the food. Ganyan,
yeah,
diba?
Otherwise it would be a big affair. You have to get like a lot of Filipino chefs involved and that kind of thing. I mean, we kind of, when people from the community bring their own dishes, their own Filipino dishes that they made or bought, and bring it to the meeting. So I guess that could like if we ever do a Budify, that'd be cool. That's just a hint, hint. Something we could do.
Sa mga yeah. members na nakikinig. At syempre, alam natin, mga kababayan natin, kumbaga, yan ang, may mga napaganon din na, oo nga, pwede tayong mag-Budil fight in one of our events, di ba? At syempre, sa pag-ubalik natin, Madeline, pag-uusapan pa natin kung ano pa yung tinitingnan ng grupo ninyo at syempre, kung ano pa yung plano mo in terms of your music. Madeline, I know that you've written quite a few of your songs, pero what are you looking into doing with these songs that you've written yourself?
Yes, my goal is to produce them. Hopefully put out a single this year and eventually make an EP and an album. That would be the goal. Just to get the songs out.
Yeah. Because I know I've seen your songs through your socials and through your recorded performances. Pero sabi ko, hindi ko pa siya makita sa Spotify.
I need to get onto the Spotify. That's what everyone tells me to do. Yeah, so that's the goal. Eventually, hopefully start making it the July this year and then eventually hopefully releasing something in October for my birthday.
At syempre para naman sa mga kabataan, sa mga Pinoy na kabataan kagaya mo at may mga pinagdadaanan, sa'yo music really helps you well para doon sa mga medyo talagang hindi nila mahanap yung kanilang crowd, yung kanilang sarili at yung mga tao na talagang sa tingin nila makakatulong sa kanila o pwedeng mapagkwentuhan nila ng mga pinagdadaanan nila. What's your advice to them?
I think just try things, anything that comes up. I mean, the power of the internet. I found like a youth group when I was pretty much in university through social media or through Google. I Googled like creative spaces near me and I Googled CPAC Youth, which is a youth group at Kusula Powerhouse Art Center. There's also a place called Open Source. So it's opn.src. You can find that on Instagram. They do a lot of like creative events and recording and photography, a lot of creative things. You can also find there's Street University. Street University do a lot of creative opportunities too. Just trying to list out all these great things. Western City Music Mixtape, they do a lot of events there. I have a gig there at July 29 at Open Source. What else is there?
And syempre, mahalaga din to really maghanap ng someone o ng isang tao na pwede mo talaga makausap yung you can trust, di ba?
Yeah, for sure. And you can find that in communities and just going online, you know, even just like hitting up someone saying, hi, could I like get in touch with you on something, speak to you about something, you know, especially during these times, it's hard to find people to talk to.
Sabi nga, hindi mo kailangan pagdaanang mag-isa mga pinagdadaanan mo. You have to find someone talaga na tutulong sa'yo at pwedeng kahit hindi mag-advise, kundi para lang makinig sa'yo.
Yeah, someone just to listen, definitely.
Ayun, at syempre, para sa mga gustong sumunod kay Madeline De Leon, saan kanila pwedeng mahanap?
You can find me on Instagram. My name's spelled a bit differently, so just think the name Elaine from Seinfeld. And then put the description mad in front of it. So it's Madeline, that's how you spell my name. .deleon, so DELEON. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook, yeah.
Yes, at syempre makikita ninyo dyan ang mga original songs. At syempre mga covers mo din, di ba?
Yes, definitely. Some originals, some covers too. I gotta make a TikTok as well. That's what kids are doing these days.
Thank you so much, Madeline, for coming all the way from Richmond. At syempre
so
for sharing
much.
Your music. Hopefully we can have you back when you have your EP released.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much, Madeline. At syempre, yan po nakasama natin si Madeline. Maraming salamat sa kanya at maraming salamat din sa inyong pakikinig ngayong araw.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.